Thank you for calling in the customer service. My name is E. Can you provide me with your zip code so I can pull up your account, please?
Stanley E. Bryant.
Okay, can you provide me with your zip code so I can pull up your account, please?
46802.
Thank you so much for that information. And you said it was 46802?
Yes.
Okay. Stanley, do you have an account?
No, I do not. That's why I'm calling, because I went in my phone and they were saying that I had some order and that I needed to verify because it had been postponed. And so they said for taking this survey that I could get a watch or something else for $6.97. Okay.
Okay.
And then my credit card now has been charged for $19.98 and $7.97. That the only thing I had ordered was the $6.97 watch. They said for taking a 7-question survey.
Okay, so.
Now my,
Go ahead with what you were saying.
I said my girl, she has an Amazon account, but I do not.
Okay, now you haven't reached Amazon. This isn't Amazon that you're talking to. You're aware of that, right?
Right, Amazon.
No, sir, yeah. It's not Amazon.
Well, I'm just saying this number I got is on now on my phone against my credit card.
Okay.
And then they gave me my numbers for cross-referencing.
Okay. So spell your name for me, please.
Bryant, B-R-Y-A-N-T.
Okay. What's the last name?
That's my last name, Bryant.
What's your first name?
Stanley, S-T-A-N-L-E-Y.
Okay, let me see if I can look it up with your first and last name.
It says order confirmed. Prime Fitness Watch. And then I have three different confirmation numbers. Three different order numbers.
All right, just a moment, please.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Hello?
Bryant, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. So I can try to look it up with your card that was being charged using the first 6 and the last 4.
the first six.
Yes, sir.
4266 8416.
Okay, just the first six. 4266 84. Okay.
Yeah, 16. It's called the Prime Fitness Watch.
Is this a Visa or a MasterCard?
Visa.
All right, what about the last four?
8037.
Thank you for that information. Now, none of the information that you provided me with, Mr. Grant, a account in our database. So what you can do is you can contact your financial institution and ask them for another customer service number, because we're not pulling it up in this department.
So I just
but I know that you're, I know that you say you're getting charged, so I can understand that you want to go ahead and get this matter resolved. And the only way you can cancel it is if we actually have access to the account, okay?
Well, it says that it's being charged to me, and it has my account number, so I just have to say, I have to just call them and contact as a fraudulent charge then.
All right. Was there anything else I can help you with?
No. I'll just have to contact my 800 number. Okay. Thank you.
You're more than welcome. Thanks for calling customer service.